Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for this wonderful morning. We can come into your presence by the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ.
亲爱的天父，真是感谢主，凭着主耶稣基督的宝血，我们今天众弟兄姐妹能够到你的面前来敬拜你。
Lord, as we come before your throne, we ask for your forgiveness.
主啊，到你的宝座前，我们求你的赦罪。
So that we can be cleansed by Jesus' precious blood.
这样的话，我们就能凭耶稣基督的宝血，我们能够被洁净。
Lord, we ask for your anointing from the Holy Spirit.
主啊，我们求你圣灵的浇灌。
So this meeting is fill yourself.
这在我们聚会的时候，你自己充满我们。
Open our inner eyes so that we can see the glory of God.
打开我们里面的眼睛，能够让我们看见主的荣耀。
We can enter into the full fellowship with you.
我们能够完全的进入和你一起的交通。
May your words be opened so that we can understand.
愿你的话语能够打开，能够让我们明白。
When we understand your word and we can have the strength to do your word.
不但让我们明白你的话语，能够让我们有这样力量，能够行你的话语。
Lord, we ask for your blessing.
主啊，我们求你的祝福。
Also bless all the missionaries overseas.
也请你祝福我们在海外的各宣道士们。
And ask for a special blessing upon all the mothers.
特别是求你祝福今天在座的所有的母亲们。
We will have the wisdom from you.
我们能够从你那里来的智慧
and the love of Jesus Christ
和主耶稣基督的爱
to bring our children into your kingdom
能够带领我们的儿童带领我们的孩子进入你的国
so they can love you and serve you according to your eternal purpose
这样的话我们的儿童我们的子女也能够按照你永久的旨意在这里侍奉你
Yes, we'll give you all the glory and honor and power
我们把一切荣耀、赞美和力量都归给你。
May your name be lifted up high.
愿你的名被高举。
Glory to God.
荣耀归于主。
We love you in Jesus' name. We pray.
我们爱你，奉耶稣基督名，我们祷告。
Amen. Please be seated.
大家请坐。
Nice to see all of you.
很高兴又见到了各位。
Today is the Mother's Day, so we should congratulate all the mothers. You have the blessing from the Lord.
今天是母亲节，我们正是要在这里祝贺所有的母亲们，你们得到主那里来的祝福。
We also want to thank all the mothers for your hard labor throughout the years.
甚至我们也要感谢各位母亲们，各位在这么多年的辛劳在家庭中。
Yeah, last week I have.Share with you concerning the glory in the book of Ezekiel.
我上一周跟大家分享了，就是在以西结书里面所讲的神的荣耀。
Like indicated on the wall that this subject covered two major point in the book of.Ezekiel, one is the glory of God, the other one is the Holy Spirit of the Lord.
这我们所讲的就这本以西结书刚才所讲的就有两点 一个是神的荣耀一个是圣灵在以西结书中
Because some of us were not here last week.
因为我们弟兄姐妹中 有一些上一周没有在
So I will pick out the key points I shared with you last weekSunday.
我会在这里挑选一些上周与弟兄姐妹分享的关键点再分享一下。
The PowerPoint, you, yes.
好。
Let's go to page 6. Page 6, yes. The book of Ezekiel is the only book in the Bible.Share with us God's concern according to His glory.
是以西结书是整本圣经中唯一一本书，就是讲解神在他的荣耀上面的观一点的这本书。
Yeah, this book began with a vision when the author Ezekiel, when he was in captivity.
是这本书开始的时候就讲了这个本书的作者以西结在所看见的那个异象。
在被掳之地。
在被掳之地。
Yeah. And when he lost everything, he has no hope.
当他失去了所有，他没有了希望。
He was a slave in foreign land.
他在那个外邦之地做一个奴隶。
And during all these depressed conditions, God appeared to him in glory.
在这样一个绝望的境界中，我们主在荣耀中向他显现。
Page six, yes. So the whole book review from the glory appear to the prophet, and then this glorious God led him to Jerusalem to see the whole evolution of this process, how God's glory depart from his people.
是这个以西结书是这样一个意象，神带领以西结，不但让他看见这个意象，然后把他的灵带回耶路撒冷，他让他看见神整个的荣耀，一步一步的离开耶路撒冷的这个过程显现给以西结看。
Right. Because the temple was totally burned down, the city of Jerusalem was totally destroyed by King of Nebuchadnezzar.
因为那个时候以西结书这个看到这异象的时候，整个的圣殿和整个的耶路撒冷城已经被尼布甲尼撒王巴比伦王尼布甲尼撒彻底的摧毁了。
Right. So if you put yourself in his shoes, you can sense a little bit what a chaotic, what a disappointment, what a depressed condition this young man facing.
如果你想象一下，你把你自己放在这个以西结自己的角度上来看的话，那个时候以西结是绝对的绝望，而他就那样的失望，他是完全没有希望。
So God show him what's going on in the country, in the whole country.
所以神向他显现在他自己的国家是怎样的一个光景。
Outwardly they have the religious worship and religious life outwardly.
其实在以色列在犹太那个圣殿从外表上看他们有一个敬拜的敬拜神的一个外表。
But in reality it's not true.
但是心里面他们不是这样子的。
They still worshiping idols.
在圣殿里面，那些其实仍旧在敬拜偶像。
They have all the religious festivals.
他们有各样的这个过各样的宗教的节日。
But when they depart from the temple, they still go back to their regular life full of sins.
但是当这些祭司离开他们的圣殿以后，他们回到自己的就住处的时候，他们又过上他们正常的普通人的生活，然后呢有完全有各种各样的罪恶。
So in this book you will see God's glory depart from the mercy seat in the Holy of Holies.
所以在以西结书大家可以看到神的荣耀是怎样离开这个这个施恩宝座离开施恩宝座，然后就是一点一点离开。
First from the mercy seat to the gate threshold of the temple.
然后先是神的荣耀是从这个施恩宝座，然后就到了这个圣殿的门槛，跨过这个门槛。
And then from the threshold.To the east gate of the city.
然后从圣殿的门槛就又到了神的荣耀到了这个东门。
And then from the east gate depart to the opposite side of the Mount Olive.
然后又从这个东门，圣殿的东门，然后到对面的这个这橄榄山上。
And finally, the glory of God depart from Mount Olive back to heaven.
然后最后神的荣耀从橄榄山就回就离开，然后回到天上去。
So the prophet record very clearly see how God, with a broken heart, to leave his dwelling place with the Israel people.
所以大家看见这个作者详细的记载了神的荣耀，神是怎样存着一颗悲伤的心，从他的永久居住之处一步一步的离开，回到天上去。
Because the unfaithfulness of the Israel people.
因为这是为什么呢？因为是以色列人的不忠实。
But God's purpose cannot be deterred because of our unfaithfulness to God.
但是神的心意不会因为我们的不忠实而改变。
His eternal purpose is still willing to dwell with his people.
神永久的旨意，神的心意就是他要与他的子民一同居住。
So the rest of the book, God tried to reveal the steps he is going to take, how he can come back.
好，整个的下面的以西结书就在那里彰显了神向以西结显示他以后要采取的步骤，这些步骤以后神会回到以色列人中。
So I summarize what I shared with you last Sunday in this slide.
在这个幻灯中，我在这里向大家总结了一下上一周我所讲的是神的故事，神的。
This is the complete procedures God revealed to this prophet, that this is the way I will do to my people in the future, how I will bring back the glory of God.
这个是神向以西结这个先知向他显示将来神要采取的步骤，怎样一步一步神最后会回到神的子民中间。
All the red number indicate the chapter, the verses in this particular book of Ezekiel to indicate what God will do. Step number one in chapter 34, verse 23 to 24, God says, I will establish a shepherd king. His name is David.To shepherd my people.
就像这个幻灯上面所红色的字，第一步就是在以西结书34章23到24节，他要立一位王做你们的牧者，这位王的他就是大卫。
But David, if you're familiar with the Old Testament history, you should know he was king about how many years before this prophet.
大家如果熟悉旧约的话，大家明白这个大卫王是在以西结之前多少年的事情啊？
400 years.
这400年前的事情，以西结当时是前400年的。
King David was already king of this Israel kingdom 400 years ago.
对以色列人说，这个王是400年前的王。
But now God said, in the future, I will pick another king, David. He will be my shepherd. He will be the king forever.
所以神在这里说，我将来还要选一位大卫做你们的王，他要做你们永远的王。
So he referred to the future king of David.
他神在那里所指的是将来的大卫王。
You find the answer in the first verse of New Testament, Matthew chapter 1 verse 1.
大家看一下新约的马太福音一章一节就可以知道他神说的是将来的大卫。
Remember that, right? That's the first statement in the New Testament. God tried to introduce Jesus to all his people. He is no other but first, the son of Abraham. Second statement, the son of David.
所以神在马太福音里面介绍耶稣是这样介绍的，他是亚伯拉罕的子孙，大卫的子孙。
That's Chinese translation, but the original is the son of Abraham, the son of David.
这个如果是按原意的话，就是亚伯拉罕的种，大卫的种。
对， that's the testimony of God concerning his son Jesus. He came as first the son of Abraham, that's the promised son. Then the number two, he is the son of David. He came to be what? King.
所以这个是神为耶稣所说的见证， 他是亚伯拉罕的儿子，他是大卫的儿子， 他是来做王的。
That is the first step God will establish.
这个是神说的第一步， 神要怎样恢复。
And the second step in chapter 36 verse 25 to 28.
第二个步骤就是在36章的26到28节。
He said, I will give you a new heart.
神说我要赐给你们一颗新心，
I will give you a new spirit.
给你一个新的灵。
So unless our heart, our spirit is totally renewed, there's no hope we can serve God, we can follow God. The whole Israel history prove we cannot do it.
除非我们的心，我们的灵能够更新，不然的话我们是不能完全跟随神的。这个整个的以色列人的历史就证明了这一点。
So God promised that He will give us a new spirit.
神在那里说，我要他要给我们一颗新的心。
When that was accomplished?
什么时候这个步骤，什么时候这个实现了呢？
When Jesus resurrected.
当耶稣基督复活的时候。
And Jesus appeared to His disciples one night.
一天晚上，耶稣向他们的门徒显现。
In John chapter 20.
在约翰福音20章。
Verse 22, Jesus did a very unique action.
耶稣做了一个很特别的行为。
He told his disciples, you receive Holy Spirit, and then he blow an air to all the disciples in that room.
所以耶稣做了一个特别的行为，他向他的门徒说：“你们接受这圣灵。”
Right.
然后耶稣对着那些门徒吹了一口气，然后做这个很特别的行为。Let
me ask you, why Jesus did at that night, not when they first called the disciples three years ago?
有一个问题我要问大家，为什么耶稣在那个复活以后的那个晚上做了这样一个行为，而不是他第一次刚开始呼召那些门徒的时候做这样一个行为？
Have you ever think about that?
有没有想过这样的问题呢？
Why did he blow the air, the Holy Spirit to the disciples 3 years ago when Jesus called them, come and follow me?
为什么耶稣不在三年前他呼召这些门徒来跟从他的时候向他们吹气赐圣灵给他们？
Because at that time God Jesus was still on the earth, didn't go to the cross. The sin of every human being was not resolved.
所以为什么呢？ 因为那个时候在地上耶稣还是个人， 他还没有上十字架，还没有复活。 在那个时候刚开始的时候，地上人罪恶的问题还没有解决， 所以耶稣就没有做。
Yeah, for sinners, we cannot accept the Holy Spirit.
因为我们是罪人， 我们不能接受圣灵。
Unless the issue of sin is totally dealt with.
除非我们这个罪的这个问题被完全的解决了。
That's why Jesus has to wait until he was hung on the tree and then buried. On the third day, he resurrected. Then he can share the Holy Spirit with his disciples.
所以耶稣要等待，一直等到他上了十字架，在十字架上为我们流了宝血，他们才能向他才能向门徒赐圣灵。
That's the second step. And then the third step.
第三点， 刚才讲第二点。
That is in chapter 37, verse 25 to 28.
第三点是在 以西结书37章25到28节。
Jesus will establish a new covenant.
耶稣会在那里给我们立一个新约。
It's an everlasting peace covenant.
是永久平安的约。
Because the old covenant God established with the Jewish people on Mount Sinai.
大家记得， 在旧约的时候， 神与以色列人立了一个旧约在西乃山上。
At that time, it was a new covenant.
在西乃山第一次立约的时候，第一次他们是说新约，但是这一次是更新的约。
They all signed and promised, God, we will do whatever you told us.
他们那些犹太人都已经在那里就已经签了字说，神啊，我们要做，无论你吩咐我们什么，我们都会做。
Yeah, but right after that, God gave them a little test.
但过了不久，神就给他们一个小小的试验。
God called their leader Moses to the mountain Sinai.
神把他们的头领摩西把他招到山顶上去。
And seems takes forever for him to come back.
看上去他什么时候回来？很久很久他还不回来。
And they get anxious.
那些犹太人就非常的生气，非常的着急。
What do they do?
他们做了什么呢？
They ask.Moses' brother Aaron to build an idol.
他们那些犹太人就让这个摩西的哥哥亚伦就给替他们造了一个金牛犊。
Right, they all offer their gold to Moses, to Aaron.
他们把他们的金银财宝就金银就给了这个亚伦，然后。
And Aaron made a golden calf.
然后融化了，亚伦就做了这个金牛犊。
And they worshipped this calf and said, "This is Jehovah God who led you out of Egypt."
他们就说这就是他们敬拜这个金牛犊，然后说这就是耶和华神，是他带领你们出来。
So you will see how weak people are.
大家可以看见，人是多么的软弱。
We cannot.Even go through this little test, we still fail.
就是这么一个小小的测试，他们就失败了，就不能通过。
So God said, "I will give you a new covenant."
神说，我要给你们赐给你们一个新约。
Because the old covenant was broken already.
因为旧约已经破碎了。
So after Jesus established the new covenant, that was.When do you remember when was the new covenant was established?
大家记得没有？耶稣是什么时候与我们立新约的呢？他是在哪个场合跟我们立的新约呢？
That was the night they have this, the Passover night, the last evening before Jesus went to the cross. He.Call his disciple to share the Passover dinner.
那是在逾越节的那天晚上，在耶稣上十字架的前一天，耶稣召集他的门徒。
就是那一天，不是前一天，
就是
exactly the same night.
耶稣召集他的门徒在一起，与他们有个晚宴，他就说：“我与你们立这个新约。”
He took the cup and said, "This is my blood established with you."Is a new covenant.
他举起那杯说：“这是我的血，代表我的血，是代表与你们所立的这个新约。”
That's right. So Jesus asked them, "You should do this often to remember me."
耶稣对他的门徒说：“你们要常常如此行，为的是纪念我。”
What is the characteristics of the new covenant?
新约的特征是什么呢
？How?This new covenant compared to the old covenant.
比较一下这个新约和旧约，大家看看有什么不同点。
Old covenant was written on the stone tablets.
旧约是刻在这个石头板上。
Right? That's outside.
但是从外面来看。
God's commandment has to demand what we should do according to the agreement.
是神在那里所立的约就是。让我们明白我该做什么，就是按照这个条约这样做。
But we fail.
但是是失败了。
So God said, "I have to give you a new covenant. This has a unique characteristics."
那神说，我要给你们立一个新约，这个新约有特征是不同的。
What is the characteristics?
什么特征呢
？It's on your heart.
这个新约是刻在你的心门心上的。
Use today's terminology.
今天的名词来说
What does it mean? The law engraved on our heart.
什么是刻在我们心门上的律法
It's in your gene.
就是在你的血液，在你的基因里面。
Right. It's in your new life.
在你的新生命里面。
Right. In this new life, you have a new gene.
因为这样的新生命，你就有了这个新的基因。
Then you can do the new life characteristics.
所以因为你的生命里面有这个基因你就有了新生命的这才有。
And God said, in these verses, God told Israel, I will dwell among you forever.
所以神对以色列人说我要在 你们心里与你们从永远住在一起。
I will not leave you anymore.
我不再离开你。
So that's the third characteristics.
第三
God take with us.
这是第三步，神要与我们所做的事。
And the last step, the step number four is in chapter 42.
最后一步，第四步是神要恢复荣耀的，是在42章里面。
And he saw the glory came back.
以西结看见这个荣耀从东而来。
Through the east gate.
然后通过这个东门
Because that gate was how he departed.
那个东门就是神离开怎样离开的
He saw God's glory return from the east gate.
神的荣耀从东门回来
And then enter into the temple.
然后进入这个圣殿
And God declared, My throne will be here forever.
神在那里宣告我的宝座永远在这里
So that's the vision.This prophet Ezekiel saw.
这是以西结所见的这个就是异象啊 sorry.
Right. And when that will be fulfilled?
这什么时候完成呢？
When God's glory will come back through the east gate?
什么时候神的荣耀从东门能够回来呢？
His second coming.
耶稣第二次再来的时候，神的荣耀就回来。
Because in the ascension of Christ, recorded in the chapter 1 of book of Acts.
在耶稣的ascension 就是升天，耶稣升天的时候，在使徒行传里面是这样记载。
Right.
过程。
They all stood on the Mount Olive.
那些门徒们都站在这个橄榄山上。
Jesus gave his last commandment.
神耶稣给他们
And suddenly,
赐下最后
的。What happened to Jesus on the mountain Olive?
神突然耶稣在橄榄山上出现，上升了。
He began to ascend.
耶稣从橄榄山上
no rocket
上去。
No rocket.
不是坐着火箭上升的啊，他自己就升上去。
He was lifted up by the Holy Spirit.
耶稣被圣灵所提起。
Right, so they all just astonished to see this great vision. They never imagined Jesus literally ascend to heaven in front of all these people.
在那么多人的面前，在橄榄山上，他们那些人从来没有想象过耶稣会有这样的，就自己往上升到天上。
Right. If we were there, we will be astonished too.
如果我们在那里的话，我们也是目瞪口呆的。
All right. In that process of ascension,
在这个上升的过程中
，they all looked up and opened their mouth. I bet they all look at that.
往上看，大家都张大嘴往上看。
Wow, never seen that scene in their whole life.
在他们一生中，他们大概从来没有见过这样的光景。
There were two angels appear to them.
有两位天使向他们显现。
And the angel said to them, "Hey, men of Galilee, you look at this Jesus who ascend to heaven. That's the way he will come back."
那两位天使对众人说，加利利人呐、啊，你们看耶稣是怎样上升上去的？他将来有一天，他也要这样的回来。
That's the key phrase talking about.Jesus' return.
这个是关键一点，关键的经文就是讲到耶稣怎样回来。
How he ascend will be exactly the same process he will come back.
他怎样上升的这个过程就是这样反向的回来，他就是这样完全一样的过程回来。
All right. In this ascension,
在这个上升过程中
，divide into two parts，
啊、分两部。
The first part，
第一个部分
，the beginning point is the Mount Olive， right？
大家知道这个从起点就是在啊、这橄榄山。
What's his final point？
他最后的终点是在哪里
？Mars，
是不是到火星上去啊
？No，
不是。
He ascend to the third heaven， his throne。
他上升到三重天，他的宝座那里。
Because that happened in the next chapter, the day of Pentecost。
在他上升到三重天是发生在五旬节的时候。
No. Because of Pentecost, the Holy Spirit poured down.
啊，大家知道，在五旬节的时候，圣灵降下来。
And Peter made a testimony.
彼得做了这样一个见证。
Because all of us saw the pouring down of the Holy Spirit.
我们这些都看见了圣灵的降临。
Peter said, "That's the evidence to prove that." The one you crucified, Jesus, not only he resurrected, now he's ascended to the throne.
是啊，这个就说一个见证啊，你们所在十字架上所钉十字架的那位耶稣，不但上升到天上去了，而且现在他在三重宝，三重天。
And then the Father anointed him.
父神在那里膏了他。
So the Holy Spirit poured down from the head, who is the head of the church, Christ, Jesus.
所以这个圣灵啊，就是从教会降下，我们教会的头就是耶稣基督，所以耶稣基督被膏了，我们也被膏了。
So Jesus was anointed on heaven.
所以耶稣在天上受了膏。
And then this Holy Spirit poured down from the head to the mustache, and then to the whole body.
因为耶稣受了膏，这个膏油从头流到胡须，然后流到身体。
So this is what you witness.
所以这就是你们所见的见证。
All right. So that's how he ascend to the heaven. What is the second coming?
那就是耶稣怎样上升到天上的过程。那耶稣什么时候回来呢
？Reverse the process.
然后这个过程是相反的。
Beginning point.
开始。
Throne.
是从宝座开始。宝座。
Oh.A middle point,
中间一点
the cloud,
就是耶稣下第二次再来的时候，第一开始点是从宝座，中间一点是云上
，and then lastly from the cloud to Seattle,
然后最后点是不是从云端就到西雅图来的呢
？No,
不是。
Guarantee he will not come to Seattle.
神耶稣不会到西雅图来。
He will go to where?
耶稣去哪里
？Mount Olive.
是他去橄榄山。
Okay, that's the reverse process.
这个是相反的过程。
Brothers and sisters, this is defined by second coming, the parousia.
所以这个是定义的第二耶稣的第二次的再来。
The glory will come back.
同时，神的荣耀也会回来。
So, brothers and sisters.This was revealed first to this prophet, Ezekiel.
这个过程是第一次就向以西结这个先知显示。
But in this God's preparation, I finally realized the glory.Coming to us through a key person. The key person is Christ Jesus.
所以神在这里显现，最后神的荣耀要到我们里面来，是中间有一个最主要的最重要的一个关键人物，就是耶稣。
How Bible describe Jesus in relation to the glory of God?
在圣经上是怎样描写耶稣和神的荣耀之间的关系呢
？John chapter 1 verse 14.
约翰一章十四节。
You can recite that verse. The Word was made flesh and dwelt among us.
道成了肉身，他在我们中间。
Yeah. And we behold his glory, the glory of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and mercy.
我们也见过他的荣光，正是父独生子的荣光。
So brothers and sisters, this statement is the key for Jesus' incarnation.
这个经节就是就是耶稣道成肉身的关键经节。
He became a man.
他成了一个人。
And Bible said, he is full of God's glory.
他充充满满有恩典。
So I will test you.
有荣光，yeah, 这就是为神做见证。约翰为他做见证。
Have they seen the glory of God? I mean these disciples.
那些门徒们有没有见过神的荣耀呢？
Have they seen the glory of God? Jesus?
他们看见的是耶稣。
When? Where?
在哪里？在什么时候？
Mount Transfiguration, right?
是变相山上他见这个神的荣耀。
Jesus took three disciples to a very high mountain. Suddenly, he changed.
耶稣带了三个门徒在很高的山上，他突然就变
了。 And how Bible describe how Jesus changed?
圣经上是怎样描写耶稣是怎样变化的呢？
His face shine like sun.
他的脸像太阳。
Right? And his clothing was penetrating by the shining light.
他的衣裳充满了光。
And these disciples were so scared.
那些门徒们实在是非常的惊，非常的害怕。
And then they heard someone talking.
他们听见有声音。
Who was talking?
谁在说话？
God the Father.
父神在说话。
Said to them, says, "This is my beloved son."
父神对他们说，这是我的爱子。
Listen to him.
听他。
Right.
要听他。
Because Peter made a suggestion.
因为彼得在那里提了一个建议。
What was his suggestion? Wow, this is wonderful place.
说这是实在是太好了。
I will build three tabernacles.
我要在那里做三座棚。
One for Jesus.
一个给耶稣。
One for Moses.
一个给摩西。
The other one for Elijah.
第三个就给那个以利亚。
Right? So we will all dwell here forever and ever.
我们在这里一起住，一直住下去，直到永远。
That's Peter's suggestion.
那个是彼得的建议。
But God says no.
神说不是。
Right? God will remove those two persons, Moses and Elijah, and only they can only see one person. That's Christ Jesus, full of glory.
神要移开摩西和以利亚，他们只看见一位，就是耶稣，充满了荣光。
Right, that was the glory of Christ Jesus.
那个是耶稣的荣耀。
And remember, that glory not only stay with Christ Jesus.
但记得那个荣耀不但是与耶稣在一起。
In God's heart,
在神的心中，
that glory has to be in us.
神的心中，那个荣耀要成形在我们的心中。
Listen carefully.
仔细听。
Glory is with Christ Jesus. That's no problem.
这荣耀是与耶稣在一起的，那是没有疑问的。
What is our problem?
什么？我们是什么问题呢？
We have no glory.
我们的问题就是我们没有荣耀。
If I have glory, I will stand here shining like a sunshine. You all will be shocked.
如果我有荣耀的话，我就站在这儿充满荣光，但像太阳一样，大家会害怕死。
But for God's purpose in His creation of Adam and Eve.
但是神的心意在当他创造亚当和夏，他造了亚当和夏娃的时候。
Bible said, according to his image and according to his form.
是照神的是照
神的形象一样式
和形象和样式造的。
Right. So Adam and Eve supposed to be like what? huh? Like Jesus.
Yeah, 当夏娃其实就是应该是像耶稣一样有荣耀。
They should shine forth the light, the glory of God.
他们要在身上要彰显神的荣耀，有神的荣耀。
And something happened to Adam and Eve after they eat the forbidden fruit.
但是亚当夏娃他们吃了那个禁果之后，
Bible said they discovered they were naked.
然后他们的情况就变化了，他们自己知道他们是裸体的。
Why?
为什么呢？
Why before the forbidden fruit they didn't know they were naked? Only after the forbidden fruit was eaten and they discover they are naked.
为什么在他们没有吃那个禁果之前，他们没有知道自己是裸体的？但吃了以后，他们就知明白他们是裸体的呢
？Why?
为什么
？Something changed.
有事情变化了。
What changed?
什么变化了？
The glory disappeared.
那荣耀没有了，消失了。
Got it?
大家明白吗
？That's why Romans chapter 3 verse 23, Paul will say, "We all sin, come short of the glory of God."
所以在罗马三章二三节说，保罗说，我们都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀。
So that's the problem for all of us.
这就是我们所有人的问题。
All right, in God'sPurpose, he said, not only I will come back, my glory will come back through my son, but also he wants to bring back the glory to whom? Those who believe him and follow him.
所以神在这里的心意是不但我的儿子耶稣基督要回来带着荣耀神的荣耀回来他的心意也是把儿子耶稣基督的荣耀给我们这些，他属他的人。
So Jesus came not only die on the cross to resolve the issue of our sins.
所以耶稣到地上来，死在十字架上，不是只是为了解决我们罪的问题，这只是一部分。
That's the process to resolve the issue of sin.
那是解决我们罪问题的一个步骤。
That is not the purpose.
但是不是目的。
Purpose for us is to recover the glory of God in us.
神的目的是让我们在我们中间恢复神的荣耀。
So we have to go step further.
所以我们要往前进一步。
All right, let's turn to the next chapter.The first chapter of Ephesians.
好，我们下面看这个以弗所书的第一章。
Yes, in Ephesians, Paul tried to tell us something very important.
在以弗所书中，保罗告诉我们一些很重要的。
In the first chapter, if you look, Chapter 1, verse 6.
来看一章六节。
Right.
以弗所书一章六节。
To the praise of the glory of His grace, which He freely bestowed on us in the Beloved.
使他荣耀的恩典得着称赞，这恩典是他在爱子里所赐给我们的。
So if you look at this statement carefully,
大家看一下这段经文，仔细的看。
Mention the glory of His grace.
他提到了荣耀的恩典。
Where is this glory? In Him, right? In Jesus Christ.
这个荣耀在耶稣基督里。
How is the glory in Jesus Christ transferred to us?
在耶稣里的荣耀怎样能够转到我们这里呢
？That's the work God is going to do in all of us.
这个是神要在我们身上所做的，每一个人身上都做的事情。
Yes. So in this first chapter,
在一章中
，Paul tried to show us this glory originally in Jesus Christ. Now step by step to transfer that glory. To us,
保罗告诉我们，就是这荣耀本是耶稣基督的，但是一步一步的，这个荣耀要转到我们的身上。
And in the second half of this statement, he said, which he, he freely bestowed on us in the beloved.
所以这个荣耀恩典是他耶稣基督这个自由的降在我们的身上的，他所爱的人。
Freely is not 自由，
白白的，
白白的。Yeah. So the first idea God tried to tell us, this can only be given to you freely by grace.
所以保罗在这里想要提出的这。荣耀只能是白白的赐给你们，是因为神的恩典。
Right. So this is the first verse we have to see that.
我们要看这个是第一个要看重要的。
And then verse 12.
12节。
To the end that we who were the first to hope in Christ would be to the praise of His glory.
好，中文是这样翻的。叫他的荣耀从我们这从首先在基督里有盼望的人可以得着称赞。
Second point, because this is freely given through His Son to us.
第二点，因为这个是神通过他的儿子白白的给我们的荣耀。
This glory should belong to Him, not to us.
这个荣耀应该是属于耶稣的，不是属于我们。
So, we have a problem.
所以我们有个问题。
When we have glory, what do we do?
我们的问题是我们有了荣耀，我们做什么呢？
Chinese expression, 往脸上贴金。How do you translate that?
Uh-huh. Yeah.You coat your face with gold. take credit for yourself.
Right. We tend to take credit for ourselves. That's good translation.
我们一般说这是我自己做的，不是。
We take credit not for God. We take credit for ourselves to glorify me.
我们把这个看作这样的成就是我们自己的成就。
My talent, my gift, my beauty, or my smartness, sharp, whatever. You will show people that's me.
你给别人看见，跟别人说的就是这个是我自己的聪明智慧，我的自己的能力，所以你把这个神的恩典当做了自己的能力。
Who did that?
谁做了呢？
Besides human being. That's he used to be called Lucifer.
所以大家知道在圣经上有一位是这样子的，他是把荣耀和荣誉和自己都归给自己的能力，就是圣经上说的撒旦，他的原名叫路西佛。
Right? He was the archangel.
他是天使长。
Yeah. God gave him everything.
神给了他一切的荣耀。
Wisdom.
这是智慧
，beauty，
美丽
，power，
能力
，status，
这个地位。
He was number two in the whole universe.
他在整个宇宙中，排在第二位。第一位是谁
？God gave him so much.
神给了他这么多的荣耀。
What happened to him?
然后他怎么呢
？Take credit for himself.
他把这一切的荣耀归于他自己。
He said, "I want to raise my throne."
他说我要升上自己的宝座。
To co-equal with God.
和神同等。
Right? He said five times.
他说了五次。
I.
他说了五次，我怎样，我怎样，我怎样。
So, bottom line, he wants to be God.
其根本点就是他自己想成那位神。
Look what happened to Xi Jinping now.
大家看一下。
When you have power, you want to be God.
当你有权利的时候，你就是想做神。
That's human nature, the fallen human nature.
是堕落的人，他的本性就是如此。
So, don't say God didn't give you everything.
不要说神没有把一切都给你。
You should be thankful God didn't give you everything.
你要在那里感谢神没有把所有的一切都给你。
Because once we have everything like Lucifer,
当有如果我们成为像 Lucifer 一样，他有了一切的荣耀和能力。
Our temptation will be like him also.
我们所受的诱惑也会像这个撒旦一样。
We want to be God.
我们要自己要做神。
Right? That's, look throughout the human history. You see that over and over.
大家看一看人类的历史是一次一次的发生。
So this is the dilemma God is facing.
这是神所面对的这样。
God is willing to give us everything because he loves us.
神愿意把他所有一切好的都赐给我们，因为神爱我们。
But he has to pull back.
那神要拉回来一点。
Because he knows our problem.
因为神知道我们的问题。
So here, in this verse,
所以在这章节中,
the credit should never come to us. The credit always go to him.
所以在这里, 所要, 夸奖的绝对不能是夸奖我们自己，因为把所有一切的荣耀都是归给耶稣。
The next one, verse 14.
十四节。
Who is given as a pledge of our inheritance with a view of the redemption of God's own possession to the praise of his glory?
好，是这样翻译。这圣灵是我们得基业的凭据，原文就叫做字，只等到神之名产业被赎，使他的荣耀得着称赞。
In God's heart, because he loves us so much.
在神的心意中，他这样的爱我们。
He redeemed us, and he gave us new life.
神拯救了我们，他神也给了我们一个新生命。
We become the children of God.
我们成为神的子民。
And because we are his children, legally we became his heir.
因为我们是神的子民，从法律上说，我们就成为神产业的继承人，
后世，
后世
，this is a legal term
啊，后世
，we become the heir of God，
我们成为神的后世
，so that entitles us for everything God has。
这样的话，神的产业我们都有份。
So you should know in God's heart, He wants to give everything to us.
因为大家要明白，在神的心意中，神要把他一切的产业都给我们。
But we cannot comprehend.
但是我们不能接受，我们不能理解。
Right. Wow, you really want to give everything to us?
我们这样子惊讶说，神啊，你真的是要把一切都给我们吗？
God said yes.
神说是啊。
I will give you a down payment.
啊，但是所以神要在这里说，我要给你们一个啊字啊，就是一个就是礼金啊，不对，就是
yeah, to guarantee
首付
，because I know you can you dare not to believe.
啊，保证金啊，所以神说你们有可能不敢相信，但是我要把这个保证金放在这里。
Yeah, he put a down payment.To guarantee that you will receive the riches of God.
他付下了这个首付，他就是告诉我们，我们有一天会得到神所有的丰盛。
Not today.
不是今天。
In the future.
将来的是有一天。
Okay. When we grow up.
当我们成长以后。
Right. Then we will receive.The riches of God.
我们有一天会得到神所有的丰盛。
And then you will see, that's the glory, the full glory of God. When that day reaches, then God will receive the full glory.
所以有一天到那一天的时候，我们就得到神一切的丰盛。
This morning in the breaking of bread, Brother Yuan Jing tried to do something new.
今天早上在在这个波饼聚会的时候，在圣餐的时候，元金弟兄要做一个新的事情。
He tried to encourage everyone open our mouths to thank God.
他在那里鼓励所有的弟兄姐妹都能够张开嘴，能够赞美神。
Because many times only half will pray and the other half will be silent.
基本上以前的话就有一半的人祷告，另外一半。
So he tried to
没有祷告。
Do some miracle.
元金弟兄要做一个奇迹。But
miracle didn't happen, right?
但是奇迹也没有发生。
Here, in this verse, when God said, one day I will give you everything I have as a possession, as your possession.
神在这里说，有一天我要把我的一切给你们，成为继承人。
Today is too good to be true.
今天是太，这个事情好像太好了，也不大像是真的。
We cannot believe it.
我们相信不了这样的事情。
Right.So, but when the time comes,
到那一天
when we really receive all the riches in Christ Jesus to us,
我们有一天会得到在基督里一切的丰盛
become a reality,
变成现实的时候
then you will be silence,
到那天 你就无言了吧
you will be what?
你怎样呢
Praising the Lord, right? Jump up and down.
Yeah, 你在那里跳上跳下，你要在感谢赞美主。
Wow, it's true.
真的是真的嘞。
You will be so shocked.
真是要那么的惊叹。
In the Bible says, even the stone on the roadside, if you don't pray, the stone will praise.
圣经上说，如果你不祷告，路边的石头就会跳起来祷告。
No, praise.
赞美 ，sorry， 赞美。
Yeah.
如果你不赞美，路边的石头都会赞。
Because that's really amazing.
真的是很奇妙的事情。
Yes. So you will be moved so greatly, so thankful, so surprised that this is the love of God.
就哪一天到那一天，你会这样的激动，你会那样的觉得。
And that's not all.
多的爱。
Paul continued to pray in this first chapter.
那还不是所有的。保罗在这段经文中继续的祷告。
Yeah, he said, God, please give them the wisdom of revelation in the Holy Spirit.
保罗在那里祷告，求荣耀的父神将那赐人智慧和启示的灵赏给你。
So that they may truly know Him.
所以这些人真的是能够知道你。
Three things.
有三件事。
Which three things?
哪三件呢？
The calling of God. Let's read this. The calling of God.
神的呼召，第一个是神的呼召。
Right? And then, secondly, to see the hope in him, the hope.
第二点就是看见，在耶稣基督里的指望。
And lastly, he said, "You will see the power, the great power manifest through you."
第三点就是在耶稣基督在耶稣的身上有大的能力彰显出来。
What's that great power will do for all of us?
那个巨大的能力，那个在我们所有人身上是怎样做工的？
We are not too excited because the more we look at each other, the more down we feel. Why?
我们是不一样的。我们每次看看弟兄姐妹，我们越是越觉得失望。
First of all, we are still under mask.
第一个点，我们还戴着口罩，我们也看不清楚。
Secondly, even you remove the mask, I see you for at least 20 years, right? At least, or some 40 years.
我看看你也是觉得我已经看了你二十年了，有的人已经看上四十年了，我确实也没什么好看。
You are not prettier, you are older.
你也不会好看，越来越老，越来越难看。
Yes, that's our physical appearance.
是啊，这是我们外表的状态。
Right? Every week I will receive message that so-and-so sick, so-and-so broke her legs, so-and-so get COVID-19.
我每周听到的信息就是某某某已经生病了，某某某就上个礼拜断了腿，然后某某某就是啊、有得了这个新冠了。
Right? Or I need a dentist.
或者我要去看牙医了。
We all receive this kind of message from here, from there, from ourselves.
我们听到的信息和不同，就是从那儿从这儿得到的信息，就是这些。
Not too exciting.
都不是很好的、很激动的信息。
Right?
是吗
？But if one day we will get out of this old body, receive a new resurrected new body.
如果有一天我们能够脱离我们这个旧的身体，能够得到一个新的身体生命，
and that new body, full of life, full of glory,
那个新的身体充满了生命，充满了荣耀，
will not bind by sickness.Death,
我们不再受这个病痛、死亡的约束。
And you can like Jesus when you come here, you don't need go through the window or go through doors. You will be here, there. You have the total freedom of the new body.
所以有一天你得了一个新身体，你也那个你的新身体不会让你通过门窗进到这个里面，你可以想到哪去就哪里去，是真的是完全的自由。
What will be our reaction when you experience that new reality?
真的有一天我们有这个新的现实的身体的话，我们会怎样的反应呢？
Do you believe you will get that new body?
你有没有相信有一天你会得到这样一个新身体呢？
That's what God intends to give to us.
这个是神将来有一天要给我们的。
Because many people ask me, he said, after we resurrected, what do we look like?
有人就问我，有一天我复活以后，我会怎样，像怎样的样子呢？
Do we still know each other?
我们是不是相互还认识吗？
What do you think?
你会怎样想呢？
No reaction.
没反应。
What do you think? You will be like the Lord Jesus.
啊，真是有一天你会像耶稣那样。
Jesus resurrected. That new body is our future.
耶稣复活的时候，他那个时候的新身体就是我们将来所要得到的新身体。
Full of glory.
充满了荣耀。
Full of new life.
充满了新的生命。
That's beyond what we can imagine today.
那是超过我们今天所能想象的。
Yeah, but we can only foretaste that through Jesus' resurrection.
我们今天能想象的就是先预先想象一下，通过耶稣基督复活的身体，我们能够想象一下我们将来所得的身体。
For us to see that, realize that, you need a vision, you need a revelation from the Holy Spirit.
让我们能够看到这一点，能够体会到这一点，你需要有一个异象，通过异象才能看见。
Right, and then go to chapter 2.
我们看看。
Chapter 2, if we read verse 5 to 7.
好，我们读第五节到第七节。
Yeah. Even when we were dead in our transgressions, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved.
当我们死在过犯的时候，便叫我们与基督一同活过来，你们得救是奉乎恩。
Next verse. And raised us up with him, and seated us with him in the heavenly place in Christ Jesus, so that in the age to come he might show the surpassing riches of his grace in kindness towards us in Christ Jesus.
他又叫我们与基督耶稣一同复活，一同坐在天上，要将他极丰富的恩典 就是他在基督耶稣里向我们所施的恩慈显明给后代的世代看。
So here Paul tried to tell us a very important work of God.
这里保罗让我们明白神要做的一个很重要的工作。
The phrase in English, he said, together with Christ.
在英文中他是这样讲的，与耶稣基督在一起。
Right? This together, first, together in his resurrection.
第一个，与他复活在一起。
And then, second together is together seated with him in a heavenly place.
第二个一起就是在天上与耶稣基督同坐。
So there is a key word called together, together.
这里有两个有一个很重要的一个字就是一起。
No, yeah, 一起 yeah, okay, okay, yeah.
一起在一起
together
一同啊
yeah. This idea that we can enter into everything belongs to Christ Jesus is God has to do something called together.
这个有一点，我们要与耶稣基督在一起，神要在我们身上做工。
Because everything, all the riches of God has been given to Jesus, his son.
因为神一切的恩典都赐给了他的儿子耶稣。
Now all these riches of God, not only given to the son, now God said, I will give it to you as well.
神说不但他一切的恩典要赐给他的儿子，同样神也要把这个恩典的丰富赐给我们。
So in chapter 2 of Ephesians, Paul tried to tell us he used this word together.
神保罗在以弗所书第二章就是代表这个意思，就是用了这样一个字一同。
What does it mean together?
是一同是什么意思？
Like, you know, we sit here.
就像我们坐在这里。
Some sit together.
有人坐在一起。
Some sit alone.
有人是单独坐。
Right? So this together is you and with someone else, you are in one unit.
你与其他另外一个人成为一体，这一起。
Yeah, this is we call couples.
这个我们就称为
夫妇 yeah, that's we can understand.
我们都明白这个什么叫夫妇。
When you are a couple, you enjoy everything together.
当你是夫妇的话，你就一同享受一切。
Yeah, when it's good, you are together. When it's bad.You are also together.
好的时候你们一同在一起，不好的生活不好的时候你们也一起在一起。
That's called together, right?
这就是一起的意思，一同的意思。
Chinese expression, 同甘
共
苦，对吧？How do you translate that?
Yeah, Chinese expression is you have the sweetness together, you have bitterness together.
Not necessarily bitterness. But you know the idea together.
你知道这个意义就是一同的意义。
So when Christ ascended to heaven,
当耶稣上升到天上的时候
，not only he ascended to heaven,
不但他升到天上
，Paul tried to tell us,
保罗告诉我们
，you and I also together with him.
保罗告诉我们，你和我和耶稣一起在一起，一同在一起。
Then you have said, "I'm still here."
你说我还在这儿啊，我没有升上去。
Right? How do you explain this mystery?
你怎样解释这一个很奇怪的问题？奥秘。
When Paul said, "We are together with Him in heavenly places."
保罗在这里说，我们在天上与父神在一起，与耶稣在天上在一起。
Right? How to help us to understand this concept?
我们怎样明白这个概念？什么叫在一起？
God did one thing to us when we were baptized.
神在我们身上，在我们受洗的时候做了一个事情。
You know why Jesus commanded his disciples be baptized in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit?
为什么耶稣让他的门徒们受洗在奉主圣圣父圣圣父
that was the great commission in Matthew 28:18.
这个在马太福音在二十八章里面，这个耶稣的大使命就是让他的门徒给众人受洗。
Why God demands that?
为什么神命令他是我们去做这样的事情？
Sometimes you will hear some Christian will argue, oh, it's only a religious formality.
有一些基督徒在那里就在那里争论这个事情。他说这个受洗只是一个宗教的仪式。
We are in the spirit. We don't have to keep a religious.
我们在灵里与父神在一起，我们不需要在表面上做这一个仪式。
What do you think?
你是怎样的想？
Why baptism is the commandment of Jesus?
为什么受洗是耶稣的一个命令？
Because in the eyes of God,
因为在父神的眼中，
when you are baptized with his son,
你与他的儿子一起受洗，
you areUnited with his son.
你与他的儿子耶稣就联合在一起。
That is in Romans chapter 6, verse 4 and 5.
罗马书六章四到五节。
If you go to your Bible, check.
That in that,
those two verses, Paul tells us very clearly.
保罗告诉我们很清楚地告诉我们那两节。
When weare baptized.
我们受洗的时候，
we first join with, united with his death.
我们与耶稣的死联合。
Remember that? Why Jesus want us to unite with his death?
为什么耶稣让我们和他的死联合？
Who died?
谁死了？
Jesus died first. That's the
reality.
And then when you baptize with him,
你与耶稣你在受洗的时候，
who also died?
谁也死了？
You and me.
你和我也死了。
Yes. In God's eyes, you are united with my son's death.
在父神的眼中，你与我的儿子一同死了。
That's first union.
是第一个联合，是这样。
And then the second union.
第二个联合。
You say you are united with my son's resurrection.
第二点就是你与我的儿子的复活也在一起的。
All right. So when you are united with my son's resurrection, what happened to you?
当你与我儿子的复活联合在一起的话，在你身上发生什么？
You receive a new resurrected life.
你得到了一个复活的新生命。
Got it? So in other words, baptism in the sight of God, outwardly it's a ritual. You are getting into this water and then you are pulled up. Outwardly it's a simple ritual.
受洗从外表上看是一个宗教的仪式，你到这个水里面去浸一下。
But in God's eye, it's a spiritual reality.
在父神的眼中，这个是属灵的实现。
What is the spiritual reality?
属灵的现实表现是什么意思？
Union with his son.
你与他的儿子联合在一起。
Who finished? Who is finished?
谁完成了？
结束了。
谁结束了？
Who? Me. The old me finished.
你自己的老我就终结了。
Because he, when Jesus died, you united with him, so I die with him.
所以当耶稣死的时候，你与他联合，所以我与他一起一同死。
Okay. Now, when Jesus resurrected, you come up out from the water, you receive a new life. Whose life?
当你从水里起来的时候，你得到了一个新生命，谁的生命？
Jesus' new life.
耶稣的新生命。
So Paul made a testimony.
保罗在这里做了见证。
What was his testimony?
什么见证呢？
No longer I live.
在现在活着不是我。
But Christ lives in me.
是耶稣基督活在我里。
Remember that statement?
有没有？
No longer I live, but Christ lives within me.
是活着的，现在活着不是我，是耶稣基督。
By definition, that is Christian.
那个就是基督徒的定义。
So, the baptism in the sight of God, he viewed this whole thing as a union, marriage with his son.
所以在神的眼光中，你受洗就是与神的儿子联合。
So this union is very important.
这个联合是非常要紧的。
And through this union, we get everything from Christ Jesus. Why? Because whatever he has, because this marriage relationship, whatever he has, that also become mine. Got it?
所以受洗是非常要紧，因为我们与耶稣基督联合了以后，他所拥有的丰盛，他所有的，我们也拥有了。
好 ，I think that's enough for all of us today.
啊，我想今天就差不多就这样。
Yeah, so I want you to really see this glory God want to recover to all of us.
所以我希望弟兄姐妹都能明白神要把他的荣耀给我们的这个一点。
So you will see God do it step by step.
大家看见神会一步一步的做。
And we will receive this free gift through one simple act, that is united with him.
我们要会只要做一个小小的一步，就是和耶稣基督联合，我们就能得到这个礼物。
I haven't finished. I have to continue next week.
我下一周接着还要讲。
Or the last week of this month.
或者是最后这个月。
Lord willing.
如果神。
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Lord, how wonderful it is when we see the glory of God.
主啊，真是能够看见主的荣耀是多么美的事情。
The only problem is we our inner eyes was darkened.
但是问题就是我们里面的眼睛没有打开，黑暗。
If we see the spiritual reality, we will be totally changed.
如果我们看见属灵的现实的话，我们就会完全的改变。
Moses saw the glory.
摩西看见了这个荣耀。
Abraham saw the glory.
亚伯拉罕看见了这个荣耀。
And this prophet, Ezekiel saw the glory.
以西结也看见了这个荣耀。
And in the New Testament, all the disciples, apostles saw the glory.
在新约中，那些门徒们都看见了这个荣耀。
And every one of them, they changed.
每一位他们看见这荣耀的都改变了。
They don't live for themselves anymore.
他们不再为他们自己而活。
They live for God alone.
他们为神而活。
So Lord, we just pray.
主，我们在这里祷告。
If this is the will of God,
如果这是神的旨意，
you want this glory to shine through us.
你让这个荣耀通过我们身上能够彰显出来。
So we pray that may your will be done on us.As it is in heaven.
主，我们在这里祷告，愿你的旨意行在地上，如同行在我们身上，如同行在天上。
Let's cooperate with you.
让我们一起和你同工。
Let's follow you all the way.
让我们一起来跟随你。
Hallelujah, we praise your holy name.
Hallelujah, 我们赞美你的名。
May your glory shine forth.
愿你的荣耀 照在我们身上
through your church, through all of us.
通过你的教会和通过我们每一个人
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣基督名我们祷告
Amen.
Amen.